effect in any
cashier.
Is anybody like that here?
Yeah, any Benny.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear.
That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Amen.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Anointing allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
Surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship. You're watching Redemption Way.
Rock of Ages, we worship you. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Ancient of Days. Rock of Ages. The Holy One of Israel. The unchangeable changer. The Lord of Hosts. The King of Glory. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. Glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you are about to do now. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Every one of us here tonight, please give us a new garment. Give us a garment of praise. Give us a garment of victory. And Father, that peace of God that passes all understanding, release to us tonight in Jesus' name. Let all needs be met tonight, Lord. Do something new in our lives. And at the end of everything, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout
hallelujah.
And I want you to shake hands with two or three people and tell them, I'm expecting something new from the Lord. What about you? The message I have tonight is not for everybody. It's for very few people. Because anytime we talk about deliverance, it doesn't apply to everyone. By the time I finish, you will know if you are one of those people that might need that God will help you and bring deliverance into your life. These few people will be those who will be willing to stay along with me, even though time is fast spent, to pray till God will do something. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. In studying the Bible, I've discovered that we are free to call the devil by any name you like. You can call him a thief. That'll be correct. You can call him a killer. You can call him a destroyer. You can call him a liar. But never call the devil a fool. Because the devil is not a fool.
And the little I have discovered in my study of the Word of God.
Is that
the devil is aiming at one thing and one thing only.
Satani on kaka ona lo njajago ninu aye enikokan.
His ultimate goal is to destroy your destiny.
On to be se na ni to je koko on to njadu na ni pe lati bakadara re je.
And in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Ni oruko Jesu Kristi Oluwa fun ara re.
Every attempt of Satan to destroy your destiny shall fail.
Amen. Gbogbo iyawo Satani lati bakadara re je oloma lo ma kuna.
Now the devil rarely uses frontal attack.
Esu okin koju si yan ni
se gbogbo igba.
Ki ti gbogbo igba koju si yan lati doju ija kan loju koju.
Most of the times he doesn't want to use what we call brute force.
Lopolopo igba ki fe doju ko loju koju.
Many a times he doesn't want to appear to go all out to attack.
Lopolopo igba ko ni fe ko gbogbo ogun ija re jade lati doju ija ko.
The few cases we saw in the scriptures where he had gone full blast when attacking someone.
Ni awon ti atika ninu bibeli lopo igba to ti ko gbogbo ija re jade lati ba awon kanja.
It's probably because he has some very special reasons to do so.
Nitori pe o ni awon idi kan pataki lati se eleyi lo je ko se be.
In Mark chapter 5 verse 1 to 20.
Ninu Mark ori karun ese kini si ese ogun.
Mark 5 verse 1 to 20.
Mark ori karun ese kini ese kini si ese ogun.
When he decided to take over the madman of Gadara wholeheartedly.
Nigbati o pinu lati gba okunwere ara Gadara yi lati wonu e lati kun ninu tetete.
It's because he had seen that that man has a destiny to be an evangelist.
Nitori po ti ri pe Gadara okunrin ni lati ma polongo Olorun kakiri.
When he decided to put 7 demons in Mary of Magdala.
Nigbati o pinu lati fi emi esu meje sinu Mary Magdalene.
According to Luke chapter 8 verse 1 to 3.
Ninu iwe Luke ori kejo ese kini si keta.
Luke 8 verse 1 to 3.
Luke ori kejo ese kini si keta.
It is because he has found out somehow that this lady is meant to be a divine treasurer.
Nitori po ti sawari pe obirin yi oloje oluwaje akapo ti atokewa.
When he decided to mess up the entire life of the woman of Samaria in John chapter 4.
Nigbati o seta lati so aye obirin to wa ninu iwe Luke ori kerin di oluku.
John chapter 4.
Ninu iwe John ori kerin nigbati o seta lati doju
nigbati o baye eje.
Nigbati o ba baye eje patapata.
So that every marriage kept on failing.
Gbogbo awon igbeyawo to lo ninu re lo bere si kuna.
She married 5 times, divorced 5 times. It is because the devil has noticed that this is a vessel unto honor in God's hands.
Nitori pe esu ti sawari pe eleyi o je ohun elo pataki lowo Olorun ni.
So if the devil have been fighting some very serious battles with you recently.
Ti esu ba ti n ba o jaja kan to gboji kan ni aipe si ibi ta wa yi.
Congratulations.
Aki oku orire.
Because he has seen something.
Nitori po ti ri nkan kan.
Something great that God wants to do in your life.
Nkan kan to tobi ti Olorun fe se laye re.
And as the Lord lives.
Gege bi Olorun si be laye.
You are going to get victory over him tonight.
Oh, ta sego lale yi.
And that purpose of God in your life will be fulfilled.
Ere bi ti Olorun fi da a o mo wa si se lale yi.
However, I have discovered that the devil prefers to use his wisdom when he is fighting.
So bolona mi ewe at once awari pe satani o man bona lati lo ogbon ayinike pada lati ba eniyan ja.
When he wants to really attack someone, he prefers to use a hide and seek method.
Nigbati o ba fe ba eniyan kan ja, ofe ma lo ona boju boju olorun nbo.
For example, he could say to you, go ahead, serve God. But make sure you idolize your children. Go to church. Sing, dance. Serve God. Even become a pastor. But make sure you idolize your children. He knows if you do that one,
it
will destroy your destiny. It will destroy your future. That's what he did to Eli. You know the story, 1 Samuel chapter 2. Verse 30 there. 1 Samuel 2 verse 30. When finally God has to say to Eli,
Eli,
my plan for you and your family is that you will stand before me forever.
He
said, but now I say, be it far from me.
He
said, because those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me, I will likely esteem. I'm praying for someone here today. The devil will not use your children to destroy your destiny.
Amen.
The devil may say to you, go ahead, worship God. Do it as much as you want. But make sure you idolize wealth. Fall in love with money. Fall in love with material things. Swim, as it were, in prosperity. Let all your attention be how you can make a fast naira or dollar or whatever. Be seen in church every day.
Come on, you only saw silo jojumo.
Even follow the general overseer everywhere.
Oti ale ba tele alabo tutu agbaloka akiri gbogbo bi to ba fe lo.
It's just idolized money.
Sugbon so wo di orisa to nbo.
That's what he did to Gehazi.
Onti o se fun Gehazi ni.
He saw a young man.
Ori odomokunrin kan.
That was about to become the most powerful prophet ever. With a double portion of the anointing on Elisha. Double portion of the anointing that was on Elisha. And he decided, we have to do something about this fellow. I pray for someone here tonight. That prosperity that you will have, that will lead to the destruction of your destiny, will never come near you in Jesus' name. The devil could say, go ahead, worship God. Sing, dance, jump. But just make sure that you laugh, you lack self-control. Just do everything. Make sure you serve God, but don't do it the way Pastor Adeboye does it. So
it's
too rigid, it's too old fashioned. Be free. Do as you like. Let there be no self-control at all. He knows that's all he needs to get you. That's how he got Samson.
se mu Samson ni.
That's why Paul said.
Paul wa wi pe
in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27.
Ninu we Corinthians kini ori ikesan ese ketadini ogbon.
1 Corinthians 9:27.
Ori tikini ori ikesan ese ketadini ogbon.
So that keep my body under.
O wi pe mo teri agbara mi ba.
So that after I've washed, after I've preach to others, I myself will not be a castaway.
Eleyin ti mo ba tu wa su fun awon elomi kemi papa mo de ni itanu.
The devil may say to you, go ahead, worship God.
As soon as open test, why do you ask your Lord?
Don't be fanatical about it.
But must say I will listen to very good.
Just take it easy. This thing is not as hard as they try to present it to you.
He's
fully aware that if you are lukewarm, God is going to spew you out of his mouth. He knows what is written in Revelation 3 verses 15 and
16.
That if you are neither hot nor cold, that's all that is necessary to get rid of you. He asks you to obey God, but don't do it completely. You can pay your tithe, but don't pay all. You can give offering, but don't give it cheerfully. Just make sure you obey God. You know, God will understand. But I'm praying for someone here tonight. Every lie of the devil in your life shall be destroyed this very night. But you see, the most terrible of all the techniques of Satan, over which God wants you to really pray tonight, is the devil telling you that you are okay as you are. That you can't improve. You can go higher.
Oh,
you can be drawn closer to God.
That
wherever you are now, it's already okay. Some people have surrendered to fate. Some people say, God, you've done well, you've done enough, just leave me as I am. But God wants to do a new thing. And he can't do a new thing unless you want him to do a new thing. Because he has a goal that he has set for you. And as the Lord lives, before this night is over, not only will you discover that goal,
you'll
begin the journey to that goal in Jesus'
name.
Take the example of Joseph. In Genesis
39,
from verse 1 to 10. Genesis 39, 1 to 10.
Genesis 39, 1 to 10.
The devil knew that the plan of God for Joseph was to rule a nation.
Satan mo pe on ti o wa ninu kadara Joseph ni pe lati ma sadari orilede.
Thank you, Father.
Ese baba.
The Lord said, there's a woman here tonight.
Ọlọrun sọ pé obìnrin kan bẹ ní lálẹ́.
He said, each time you take in, your body begins to overheat.
Nígbà tí o bá ti lóyún, ara rẹ a máa gbóná lékè nká.
Until the pregnancy comes down.
Títí di ìgbà tí oyún náà máa wálẹ̀.
The Lord asked me to tell you.
Ọlọrun ní kí bàbá ó sọ fún ọ.
Every pregnancy you have lost will be fully restored.
Amen. Gbogbo oyún tó ti sẹ́ lára rẹ pátápátá lọ́lọ́run ó dá padà.
The Lord said, there's someone here tonight.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé ẹnìkan bẹ ní ìlálẹ̀.
He said, friends are avoiding you.
Àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ ṣe ni wọ́n ń bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sá ọtí.
Calling you a river of troubles.
Wọ́n sì ń pè ọ ní omi jọ̀gọ̀dì, omi ìjọ̀gbà.
The Lord asked me to tell you.
Ọlọ́run ní kí bàbá ó sọ fún ọ.
You will become a river of blessings.
Oh, di omi ìbùkún.
The Lord said, there's someone here tonight.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé ẹnìkan bẹ ní ìlálẹ̀.
Ask me to tell you to stop looking down.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé kí bàbá sọ fún ọ mọ́ máa wo ilẹ̀ mọ́.
He said, your help is coming from above.
Ìrànlọ́wọ́ rẹ ó ní látòkè wá ló ti máa wá.
The devil knew that God has a great plan for Joseph.
Ọlọ́run súnmọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run ní àwọn ètò tó dára fún Joseph.
And now Joseph was in Potiphar's house.
Joseph yìí ó wà nílé Potiphar bí ẹrú.
But he was prospering there.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹrú yìí ó sì Ọlọ́run sì ń fún lọ́là níbẹ̀ náà.
So the devil was telling Joseph.
Èsù wá sọ fún Joseph.
What else do you want?
Kí lo tún fẹ́?
You are the managing director here.
Ìwọ ni olórí ẹrú inú ilé yìí tó ṣàkóso inú ilé
yìí. Yes, you are a slave, but you are the managing director.
Ó tiẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ẹrú ni ó, ìwọ ni alákòóso gbogbo ilé.
From now on.
Láti ìsinyìí lọ.
Forget God.
Gbàgbé Ọlọ́run.
Forget the promises he has made.
Gbàgbé gbogbo àwọn ohun tó ti làálẹ̀ fún ọ.
Settle down and enjoy.
Ìwọ náà ó yẹ kó farabalẹ̀ kó jayé báyìí.
The waiting, sir.
Jayé orí ẹ bó ṣe rí yìí.
Thank God Joseph said no.
Adúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run pé Joseph sọ pé bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́.
And I'm believing God somebody here tonight will also say no to the devil.
A sì gba Ọlọ́run pọ́ pé ẹnìkan náà ó sọ pé bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́ fún Sátani lálẹ́ yìí.
And the classical example I'm going to use.
Àpẹẹrẹ pàtàkì tí wọ́n ò tún wá fi hàn yìí.
And I promise you I'm going to be brief so that we can pray because of time.
Mo ṣèlérí fún yín pé kúkúrú ni ìwàásù mi ó jẹ́ ká lè máa gbà ráàyè gbàdúrà dáadáa.
Is the story you find in 2 Kings chapter 4.
Ó ní àwọn ìtàn kan tí a kà nínú èkejì àwọn ọba orí ìkẹrin.
2 Kings chapter 4.
Èkejì àwọn ọba orí ìkẹrin.
From verse 8 to 17.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ sí ìkẹjàdínlógún.
Is the story of the Shunammite woman.
Ó ní ìtàn obìnrin ará Súnémù.
The Bible called her great.
Bíbélì pé ní ẹni tó tóbi ọlọ́lá.
She was wealthy.
Ó jẹ́ olówó.
She was well connected.
Ó sì ní àwọn èèyàn tó mọ̀, ó mọ̀ èèyàn.
When the man of God said.
Nígbà tí èèyàn Ọlọ́run wí fún pé.
What can we do for you?
Jọ̀wọ́ arábìnrin kí ni a lè ṣe fún ọ?
She said, I don't need anything anymore.
Ó wí pé mi ò fẹ́ ohunkóhun.
I'm okay as I am.
Mo dá ara bí mo ṣe wà yìí, mo gbajúmọ̀ tó.
Even though she was barren.
Ó tiẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ó yà gan.
She said, I'm okay as I am.
Ó sọ fún ènìyàn Ọlọ́run pé ó dára bí mo ṣe wà yìí.
The devil knows.
Èsú mọ̀.
And there's at least someone here.
Pé ẹnìkan wà ní lásàálẹ̀ yìí o.
The goal of God for your life.
Ìlépa Ọlọ́run àti ìgbékalẹ̀ Ọlọ́run fún ọ.
Is far far beyond where you are now.
Ó jìnà réré sí ibi tó wà nísinsìnyí.
But the devil is telling you.
Ṣùgbọ́n èsù ń sọ fún ọ ní kẹ̀lẹ́kẹ̀lẹ́.
Enough is enough.
Ó ti tó gẹ́.
I don't want to go any higher.
Mi ò fẹ́ gòkè lọ mọ́.
I'm satisfied the way I am.
Ó tẹ́ mi lọ́rùn báyìí.
It's a way of the devil holding you down.
Ọ̀nà tí Sátani fi fẹ́ sọ ọ́ di ẹdun arinlẹ̀ ni.
Is the way of the devil telling you.
ona ti satani bi so fun o pe
that you don't need something new.
Oh, fan katitun.
You don't need something more powerful.
Oh, nilo nkan to lagbara.
You don't need something greater than now.
Oh, nilo nkan to gaju eleyi to wa yi lo.
It has the Lord leaves.
Ba gege bi Olorun se nbe laye.
Because you came to this Congress at all.
Nitori pe o wa ninu Congress yi.
That purpose of God for your life.
Eredi ati la gbe kale Olorun fun aye re ni.
Shall be fulfilled.
Olorun yo mu wa si se.
Nothing grieves the heart of God like seeing his children falling short of what he has in plan for them.
Ko si on ti o ma ba Olorun ninu je ju ko ma ri awon omo re. Eyi to ti seto igbega fun ti won si wa nle le.
He said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to reach the top. He wants you to become the best. He does not want you to stop before you reach the top. Anything that holds you down so that you cannot reach the level God wants you to reach is a bondage of the devil. The greatest weapon of Satan is for you to lay back and refuse to move forward.
It's
for you to rest when you have not yet reached home. You know the story in 1 Kings chapter 13. From verse 1 to 32. 1 Kings 13 verse 1 to 32. God told the young prophet, go to a town, prophesy to a king, go back home, don't go back the way you came, don't eat in this town, don't drink there. He did what God said. Satan didn't bother him while he was doing that. He was going back home. Before he got home, the devil said, rest a while. While he was resting, the enemy caught up with him. One of the greatest problems plaguing Christians today is spiritual slumber. You're not marching forward anymore. You don't want to be stretched any further. You think you have already arrived. You think you have already reached enough height. The Almighty God wants you to be an eagle and you are rejoicing as a chicken. But that is going to change tonight. Because God still has something great for you. Your destiny is not where you are now. You have far, far greater heights to go. Can I give you one or two illustrations and very soon we'll be praying? And we came to this campground. We built the first auditorium. It measures 100 meters by 50 meters.
And
we Everybody said, this is the biggest auditorium in Africa, let's whirl it round.
Gbogbo awon eniyan so pe ele lo tobi ju ni bi ile ijosin ni gbogbo Africa e je ka ko ogirisi.
Thank God I knew that that's not the limit of God for my life.
Adupe lowo Olorun pe baba mo pe ki se gbedeke ohun ti Olorun le se pelu won leleyi.
We expanded it 4 times.
Atu fe seyin ni lopo merin.
It could no longer be expanded, and we build the second one.
Nibati a o le fe mo ko si bi ta fe fe si mo ako gbogan ijosin keji.
Time we build the second one.
Nibata ko gbogan keji.
Everybody said this is the greatest.
Awon eyan so pe eleyi lo tobi julo ni agbalaye.
No need to worry anymore.
Ah nilo ati ma lo ibi kankan mo.
And now we are here.
Bayi inu gbogan nla yi na wa bayi.
And now this has become too small.
And
the next one is coming. I have good news for somebody here tonight. At long last, God is about to wake you up. The devil had been saying, stay where you are, stay. You have gone far, you have gone far enough. You can't go higher. You can't become bigger. Rest.
See me.
Retire. Stop struggling. Don't stretch yourself anymore. You have prayed enough. Enough is enough. Tonight, the Lord is going to put the devil to shame in your life. What you are calling the best now is going to be the beginning of your greatness in Jesus' name. The devil has succeeded in making many of us lazy. So he can snatch our destiny from us. When we say let us pray for 1 hour, people wonder why a whole hour? What are we asking God for? When you read 2 Kings chapter 3, chapter 13, 2 Kings 13, from verse 14 to 18. 2 Kings 13:14-18. Elisha was sick.
Elisha, own sight.
He wanted to die. He's been around for about 120 years. And then the king of Israel came.
Oba Israel, what?
If you die, who's going to help me? Elisha said, that's all right, let's settle your future.
Elisha said,
shoot an arrow, he shot an arrow.
And
he said, okay, that's arrow of deliverance.
Then
he told him, take the arrow. Smite the ground. And he smote the ground 3 times. And stopped. The man of God said, who asked you to stop? I said, smite the ground. I didn't say 3 times. He said, now you have 3 victories. If you had gone on 5 or 7 times, your victory would have been total. So, but you stop at 3 will be your victories. Like I always told my children.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí mo ṣe máa ń sọ fún àwọn ọmọ mi.
When we study that passage.
Nígbà tí a bá kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ jinlẹ̀ nínú ibi tí a pè fún wa yìí.
I said, learn from this king.
Ẹ jẹ́ kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ lára ọba yìí.
I've never seen a more stupid king than that.
Àti rí òmùgọ́ ọba tó tó irú ọba báyìí rí.
You are the point of victory.
Ẹ wà ní etí bèbè ìṣẹ́gun.
Total victory.
Ìṣẹ́gun tó lágbára, ìṣẹ́gun àṣeyọrí.
A victory that will mark the final turning point in your life.
Ìṣẹ́gun tó máa jẹ́ èyí tó jẹ́ bàǹtálẹ̀ tó ti jẹ́ tó tóbi jù.
You made a mistake.
Ẹ wá sí àṣìṣe.
You stop after 3 smiting instead of 5 or 7.
Ẹ wá dúró nígbà tí ẹyin sí ilẹ̀ lẹ́ẹ̀mẹta nígbà tó yẹ kẹyin lẹ́ẹ̀márùn-ún àbẹ́ méje.
The man of God said you should have done more than 3.
Èyàn Ọlọ́run sọ pé ẹ̀bá ti ṣe ju mẹ́ta lọ.
And the man of God who said I wasn't dead yet.
Èyàn Ọlọ́run sọ fún pé mi ò tí ì kú o, mo ṣì wà láàyè.
The man who said he wasn't dead yet. Ẹni tó sọ kò tí ì kú.
Ẹni tó sọ kò tí ì kú.
If I were the king.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé èmi ni ọba yìí.
I say sorry sir.
Màá sọ pé ẹjọ́ ẹsẹ̀ gbàgbọ́ra fún mi.
I will take the arrow.
Màá gba ọfà afa yìí.
I will keep on smiting.
Màá sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí máa yìn.
Smiting.
Títí màá máa yìn lọ.
He said 3, 5 or 7.
Ó sọ pé máa wọ àbí méje.
But by the time I was doing it 100 times.
Nígbà tí Bákúndé ṣe ní ọ̀nà ọgọ́rùn-ún.
He will say I stop.
A sọ pé ó ti pọ̀ jù dúró.
I will say I'm not stopping sir.
A sọ pé mi ò tí ì fẹ́ dúró.
Until you change what you have just said.
Títí di ìgbà tó o bá yí ohun tó sọ yí padà.
And the man of God said you have only 3 victories. He said okay.
Èyí Ọlọ́run sọ pé ìṣẹ́gun mẹ́ta ló máa ní. Kò tiẹ̀ mí rárá.
At the point of total victory.
Ní etí bèbè ìṣẹ́gun àṣekẹ́yìn.
He allowed laziness to steal his destiny from him.
Ó jẹ́ kí ọ̀lẹ kó gba ìṣẹ́gun náà lọ́wọ́ o.
You are going to pray tonight.
A ó gbàdúrà, ẹ ó gbàdúrà lálẹ́ yìí.
And the prayer of tonight, nobody is even going to stop you.
Àdúrà ti alẹ́ kò sẹ́nikẹ́ni tó máa dá ọ dúró.
You will pray till you are satisfied.
Ẹ ó gbàdúrà títí di ìgbà tí ó bá tẹ yín lọ́rùn.
Because let me tell you the truth.
Jẹ́ kí n sọ òtítọ́ pẹ̀yẹ fún ọ.
No matter how young you are.
Kò ní fi ṣe bó ṣe kéré ní ọjọ́ orí tó.
You are getting old.
Ojoojúmọ́ ló ń dàgbà sí.
Days are going.
Àwọn ọjọ́ rẹ ń lọ.
This congress is already going.
Àjọ̀dún tá ń ṣe yìí ó ń lọ díẹ̀ díẹ̀.
We are already in the middle of it now.
A ti wà láàrin congress yìí
báyìí. Before we know it. Another congress will be coming.
Dátó sẹ́jú pé congress mi àtúndé.
And you never can tell which congress will be the last one.
Ó sì lè sọ àìpàdé tó máa wá tó máa gbẹ̀yìn.
For how long will you allow Satan to hold you down?
Títí di ìgbà wo ló gba èṣù láàyè láti mú ọ.
When are you going to break free?
Nígbà wo ló máa gbára rẹ kúrò lọ́wọ́ Sátánì?
And the Lord of hosts is here tonight to help you.
Ọlọ́run àwọn ọmọ ogun wà ní ìlálẹ̀ láti ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
If you are ready to call on him.
Tí o bá ṣe tán láti kígbe pé ni.
I don't know how it happened.
Mi ò mọ̀ bó ṣe ṣẹlẹ̀.
There was a time when we used to hold on to God in prayer until the answer comes.
Ìgbà kan wà tó jẹ́ pé a máa di Ọlọ́run mú títí di ìgbà tí èsì àdúrà wa bá máa wá ni.
Now we want everything instant.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní ìsìn kíá 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 la fẹ́ ohun gbogbo.
As if God is our houseboy.
A wá sọ Ọlọ́run di ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ ilé wa.
Forgive me, I told you at the beginning.
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ ẹ ṣe dábàrà fún mi pé mo sọ fún yín ní ìbẹ̀rẹ̀.
I'm not talking to everybody tonight.
Mi ò bá gbogbo ènìyàn sọ̀rọ̀ lálẹ́ yìí o.
I'm talking to a few.
Àwọn díẹ̀ péréte ni mo ń bá sọ̀rọ̀.
A few people who know.
Àwọn péréte yìí tí wọ́n mọ̀.
This is not the best God has for me.
Pé kì í ṣe èyí tó dára jùlọ tí Ọlọ́run lè ṣe fún mi lélẹ́yìn.
Things can be better.
Nǹkan lè yí padà.
I can go higher.
Mo lè gòkè sí.
I can serve God better.
Mo lè sin Ọlọ́run dáadáa jù báyìí lọ.
I can get a more powerful anointing from the Almighty.
Mo lè ní àmì òróró tó lágbára ju eléyìí tí mo ní.
There are some people deep within you.
Àwọn yìí nínú wọn, àwọn péréte yìí nínú wọn lọ́wọ́.
Something is crying out.
Nǹkan kan kígbe sókè.
That you are born for great things. That which is holding you down. That which has caused you to become lazy. Caused you to lay back. That which is not allowing you to pray anymore. That which is not allowing you to hold on to God anymore. The Lord of hosts will destroy here tonight.
Amen.
Before we pray, the greatest pull of Satan on many people.
I want
is that he tells you, go ahead, sin. God doesn't know. He doesn't care. He understands. Don't mind the pastor. Do you know what he's doing in his house? Continuing sin.
That's what you know, sir.
It's all right. But you will tell the devil tonight, leave me alone. I'm going to God. I've been living in sin all these years. What is the reward that has brought me? So if you
were
there listening to me, and you know you are still living in sin, but you want to say bye bye to the life of sin, you want to tell the devil to leave you alone, you want to go to the Savior, you come and give your life to Jesus Christ tonight. Now, those of you who are clapping, I hope you will do it with all your heart. Encourage those who are coming. Hurry up. This is your night. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to forgive all your sins. Promise him that from now on you will serve him. Pray to the Lord now. And keep coming, those of you on the way. The rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people. And pray for them. Intercede for their salvation. That the Almighty God who saved your soul will save their own souls also. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, we just want to say thank you. Thank you because you promised that whosoever will come unto you, you will know wise cast out. These your children have come tonight. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Let your blood wipe away their sins in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life. And from now on, when they call on you, please answer them in Jesus' name. Don't let them ever go back into the world in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
You're watching Redemption Way. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship.
God is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46 Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. Please join us on this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.